what we're at, what year would this be, or what age?
1959, I started Wayne State University. 1963, I started Detroit Institute of Technology. And, oh no, I'll take that back. 1961, I started Detroit Institute of Technology. And in 1963, I transferred up to Western Michigan University because I found that I was getting ready. I was on the verge of being close to graduating from Detroit Institute of Technology. I was going to have a degree in arts and sciences, but it occurred to me that I would not have something that I could actually get a job. And I was job oriented at that time. And so I decided to transfer to Western Michigan University. And I got into the College of Education, and I worked while I was on campus. I stayed in the only dorm that did not serve food, which was called Vandercook Hall, which we affectionately called Hungry Hall. And I would wash pots and pans at a dorm, at another dorm, during the evening meals. I would earn, I think, about $1.35 an hour, and I could eat the meal that I worked. So I would typically work the dinner meal. And graduated from Western Michigan University with a degree in special education, and I taught mentally retarded students for Detroit Public Schools from 1965 to 1970, and I went to Detroit College of Law starting in January of 1966, and I graduated in 1970 from Detroit College of Law.
What was your earliest schooling? What kind of a place did you go when you were in Cassopolis, and at what age did you start? Was it a rural school with kids in it?
It was a Class C school, which means that there were not a lot of students, but it was not a rural one-room schoolhouse by any stretch of the imagination. It was the school that fed the entire population of Cass County, which was larger than the 1,500. And we would, I guess the best way to describe it was we had a graduation class when I graduated from high school in 1969. We had the largest graduating class. We had 79 students graduated.
At a very young age, were you encouraged to read? Do you remember how old you were when you learned to read?
No.
Would it be like kindergarten, first grade, somewhere
there? Yeah.
And this would have been the normal, standard way of going to school 5 or 6 years old?
Absolutely.
There was no such thing as preschool in those days, was there?
No. Wasn't anything called Head Start either.
Uh-huh. What about your mother? Was she a strong influence in your early education? Did she encourage you to read?
Both my parents did, and my uncles and my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a library card at an early age, and were you encouraged?
I don't think we had a library in Cassopolis.
Was that right?
Not that I can recall. Mm-hmm. If we had a library, it was in our school.
Mm-hmm. Were you encouraged in reading at home, though?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at the time that I was going to school, we were still listening to the radio to The Shadow and The Green Hornet and the like. I don't believe we had television until I was either in middle school or high school.
Mm-hmm.
So our entertainment was either the movies, and that closed down before I got into like the eighth grade. We had one show in town, or we had the radio.
What about religious influence?
Absolutely.